This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Teed up at West Chase Golf Club. West Chase Golf Club was the home to my most recent event that I hosted, Todd Wright Tour Event XIII, better known as the reincarnation of Good versus Evil for 2018. We had a great time at West Chase Golf Club. Congrats to all my winners. The one team of ladies won the evil side, and then the evil guys of Joey DePompo, Benjamin Hamm, Ryan Grice, and Florida's golf guest and Innisbrook starter and ranger and pace of play snob, Dave Wirth, won the good side of things. Everybody left with something. A lot of food from PDQ, Papa John's, and Fuzzy's Taco Shop. My thanks to Jared Atkinson, Lauren Mitchell, the GM, the superintendent, the clubhouse guys, the cart guys, for all they did for our sold-out Good versus Evil 2018. To a player, man, or every woman on the winning team, it was, these greens are better than I've ever seen here at West Chase. Go out and experience it for yourself. 813-854-2331. 813-854-2331. Some really good value afternoon tea time specials, especially on weekdays and especially on what they call Wacky Wednesday these days at West Chase Golf Club in Tampa. 813-854-2331. Speaking of golf, which of course is a passion of mine right there with football and fantasy football, I have an annual charity event that I support coming up in less than 2 months. The actual date is Saturday, April the 14th, and this is an event at Heritage Isles Golf Club, which is located out New Tampa-ish, just beyond USF, before you head up to Wesley Chapel. I was just out there last Saturday playing with a couple of my regular players, Mike and John, and they commented on the condition of that golf course and the greens as well. Rich Unger has played my events, supported my events, and I support him. He is the GM at Heritage Isles, and Rich puts together a celebrity pro-am annually that benefits two charities. Tampa Bay Beagle Rescue. Yes, the dogs are there. Selling Kisses to raise money. And Turning Point of Tampa, which is a rehabilitation center and program. This is a very good event that I've gotten a number of my friends involved with in recent years. And I enjoy supporting Rich Unger's efforts with this event. Again, so the date is Saturday, April 14th, to benefit Turning Point of Tampa and Tampa Bay Beagle Rescue at Heritage Isles Golf Club. And I was just reading the flyer this morning, because like I said, I played in this event the last couple of years. Actually met my friend Kendall, Monster from Monster Energy, who now supports my events and has become a great friend of mine, fellow Dallas Cowboys fan, at one of Rich's events years ago. But in the flyer, it basically says, you know, what it takes to buy into the tournament as a foursome, and what it costs to pick the celebrity you want to play with. Well, I know I can pull this off, and Rich would authorize me to do it. If any of you out there enjoy the podcast, would like to play golf with me, for some odd reason, Rich considers me a celebrity in his tournaments, and I need four players to play with. So, if you're a fan of the podcast, if you like playing golf, if you can put together a team of four guys, four ladies, one guy, three ladies, one guy, and you want to play with me as your fifth. That's the way these pro-ams work. You have a foursome and then have the, quote, celebrity as your fifth player. And you play a scramble format. It's just five shots instead of four. If you would like to be the foursome that plays with me, I can get that done. Obviously, you have to buy the foursome, but I can then say to Rich Unger, hey, these guys, these gals want to play with me in the event, so can we make this happen? All right, so if you are interested, it is $500 for the foursome. Again, this is a charity golf event. I have played in it the last few years. You will enjoy it. Yes, there's food. Yes, there's prizes. And I will make sure as your partner that we all have a good time that day. All right, so $500 to play as the foursome with me in this charity event at Heritage Isles on Saturday, April the 14th. If you are interested in buying that foursome to play with me in this event, email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. No, this isn't a Todd Wright Tour event. I play in this event. This is not an event I host. This is a charity event I play in and support, and I'd love to play with a foursome that wants to play with me and helps us raise some money for the charity. All right, so toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. If you want to buy the foursome to play with me as your fifth player on Saturday, April 14th at Heritage Isles, toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. All right, from a football news standpoint in the last week, not much since our last podcast. Running backs, though, seem to be available, whether it's Doug Martin, Jonathan Stewart, Frank Gore. Who am I leaving out? There was another running back that I was looking at on Roto World this morning. I do think Jonathan Stewart will find an opportunity in training camp with another team. I do think Frank Gore will. There's some talk that the Dolphins would bring in Frank Gore just because he played at the University of Miami. I don't know that that's sensible, though. Just going home at the end of your career for a victory lap, it always sounds nice. But didn't we just watch at the end of the season Kenyon Drake explode as a running back for the Miami Dolphins? And they have other options at that position because Adam Gase seems to want to keep Drake from too many reps too early in his career, or at least last season. But I do think Frank Gore will have an opportunity to play somewhere else. Doug Martin will almost certainly have an opportunity to play somewhere else. For whatever reason, I'm feeling the New York Giants would be a team that would give Frank Gore a look or at least talk to him because they had a lot of interest in him when he came out of Boise State. Sure, there's a lot of unfortunate baggage that comes with Doug Martin, but at the same time, he is attractive to other teams that may think they will be a better fit and a better situation for Doug Martin to get him away from some of the things that have hurt him in the past. So that's the way it looks now. Marshawn Lynch, John Gruden is sort of talking about Marshawn Lynch as a guy he wants to feature as his starting running back. So while it's always unpredictable what to expect as it relates to Marshawn Lynch, at least our early indication is that Marshawn Lynch could very well still be the number one running back for the Raiders when we hit training camp and when we hit the start of the regular season. From a wide receiver standpoint, a word now that Alshon Jeffrey off the Super Bowl champion Eagles. And by the way, if you missed this somewhere last season, you know Jeffrey signed with the Eagles a one-year deal as a free agent leaving the Bears. It was sort of one of those win-win deals. I'll come to you, play really well, and then make a lot of money doing it on my next contract. Well, they took care of that during the season because both parties liked each other enough to where they're like, well, why don't you just cash in here? So he is under contract going forward for the Philadelphia Eagles, the defending Super Bowl champions. But I believe rotator cuff surgery will basically miss everything in the offseason and may not be on the field very much at all leading up to opening day for the Philadelphia Eagles, which, of course, will be a home opener on a Thursday night. I'm guessing they will do it against the rival Dallas Cowboys. The Super Bowl champion always opens the season at home on the first Thursday night game. And based on the grid of home opponents determined by the schedule formula, they pick one that is sensible, that brings in a big TV audience. So the Cowboys would make sense, unless the New York Giants draft a big-time rookie quarterback or something to that effect. Carolina is a possibility. I think Atlanta is a possibility. Atlanta wouldn't be bad, but I think the Cowboys make the most sense, just considering the rivalry between the two teams and how NBC loves the TV numbers that the Cowboys always bring to Sunday Night Football. So, and there's no worry about, at least right now, Ezekiel Elliott being suspended for game one of the regular season. excuse me. So Alshon Jeffrey surgery will miss basically all of OTAs, might not do very much training camp or preseason. I don't know that necessarily this should diminish his fantasy value as you're looking ahead to who you want as your wide receiver one, wide receiver two type guys. And of course, he's right there, I would say, kind of on the edge of a wide receiver one, wide receiver two. Sure, more of a wide receiver one, but not in the category of those big-time wide receiver ones of recent years, even off the big year that he had with the Super Bowl champion Eagles. So that's pretty much all that's out there. We'll be hitting free agency soon. We'll be seeing some guys stay, some guys move, and have much more to talk about here on the podcast. And as I've told you, if there's any football question at all, it can be just a football question. It can be a fantasy football question. It can be a sort of an administrative fantasy football question about running a league, or your commissioner not wanting to run your league anymore, or you joining a league, or scoring in a fantasy football league. Because these are the times, these are the dog days for fantasy football, where you can take a little time and figure out from an administrative standpoint, if you're going to put a league together, if you're going to leave a league, give them plenty of notice if you're going to leave, give them time to replace you. If someone's asking you to join their league, if your league needs a new commissioner, or if you're going to change some scoring in your league, now's the time to do it. Because if you wait until August with everything going on, you're just going to forget, or you're going to be like, yeah, just leave it how it is. So any questions like that, send them to ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Promise you a podcast every Friday throughout the offseason until we get to late July, or whenever I feel we can really ramp up setting your season-long draft boards. And of course, as news merits, I may offer bonus podcasts any week, anytime, but you'll always have a new one every Friday until about the middle or late part of July. Just subscribe to the podcast and you'll always know when a new one is available. And I do hope to hear from someone in the greater Tampa Bay area who wants to play with me in the charity event at Heritage Isles on Saturday, April 14th. You need $500 to buy the foursome that would play with me in the event. Not only am I telling you the event is a good time because I played and supported this event for a couple of years, and I know the general manager, Rich Unger of Heritage Isles, heavily involved in this event. But I also will go out of my way personally as your fifth player, as your quote celebrity, to make sure all of you have a really good day. We'll have a good time together. And I'd like to have a paid foursome that I actually know rather than just showing up and being assigned a group of guys that or gals that I don't know. I'd love it. I'd love if we could talk fantasy football in addition to golf and other things while we're out there on the golf course. So, again, if you'd like to buy the foursome to play with me in the charity event at Heritage Isles on Saturday, April 14th, the benefit Turning Point of Tampa and Tampa Bay Beagle Rescue, email me and tell me you want to buy that foursome, and then we together will go to Rich Unger and get it done. Email me at toddwrightgolf@gmail.com. My thanks to West Chase Golf Club, not only for being a wonderful host venue for my most recent Todd Wright Tour event, Good vs. Evil 2018, but for their continued sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. West Chase Golf Club is a wonderful option these days for you to get out and play an afternoon casual round on your own or with some friends. Prices are down from where West Chase prices were in previous years in season, and the conditions of the greens and the rest of the course are way up. That's a great combination for you to take advantage of. Call 813-854-2331 for tee times and other info. Thank you for listening to the podcast. We'll talk to you next time.